You've been listening to For Mission, The Need for Scriptural Cultural Theology, written by Joseph Boot and read for you by Ryan Aris. Published by Ezra Press and produced by Dave Wetlaufer at River Valley Studios. Cover design by Barbara Vasconcelos. For Mission, The Need for Scriptural Cultural Theology by Joseph Boot. Copyright 2018, Ezra Press. Introduction. To call this short booklet For Mission is not an attempt at rhetorically stacking the deck. I know of no serious Christian who would describe themselves as against mission as such. And yet the title is an acknowledgement that means matter as much as ends, and moreover that words matter. Just as genuine Christians are for justice, truth, and faithfulness, we are all for mission. But what is that mission? What are we on mission for? What is the goal? I would suggest that the mission of God's people is ultimately the faithful worship of the triune God in every aspect and sphere of life. As individuals and as families, neighborhoods, cities, nations, and cultures, human beings are made to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. The mission of God's people is thus intimately tied to the purpose for which we were created, and therefore the biblical teaching of the kingdom of God. The term mission as I am using it does not refer simply to the practice of churches sending missionaries to other parts of the world, one aspect of the mission, but to the calling and purpose of God's people in the earth. This is clearly a broader and more foundational application of the term, one that includes global missionary work, but which focuses on understanding the way that Christians, as God's vicegerents, live out the gospel in every area of life. This living out is our mission, our act of worship. It finds expression in every area of life, and the way we think about that mission says something important about our understanding both of the nature of worship and of God. The decline of a robust, full, vital, and applied Christianity in the West is clearly evidenced in our society's preponderance of ungodly laws, apostate educational practices, secular political outlook, and overtly neo-pagan arts and entertainment, to name just a few areas. As I hope to show in these brief pages, Christians have allowed, and sometimes even been instrumental in furthering this decline. An impoverished understanding of our mission has increasingly led us to either abandon these key areas of life and culture in the name of true piety, or to uncritically adopt or synthesize them with our faith in the name of relevance or even wisdom. In either case, we have tacitly accepted an unbelieving view of the world as normative, and once that has happened, we are in urgent need of fundamental redirection and reformation. Following a squandered lead and brutal defeat in the 1960 NFL championship game, Green Bay Packers head coach Vince Lombardi implemented a training regimen focused on first principles. "Gentlemen," he told the 36 professional athletes gathered around him, "this is a football." If Western Christians would have any hope of impacting our society with the truth, freedom, and beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we need to recollect where we are and what we are here for. We are on a cosmos-sized field of conflict, not for a game, but for a battle between the kingdom of light and kingdom of darkness. As such, we must be prepared by God's grace to get to the root of what our mission is, and if necessary, radically reorient our lives and ministries accordingly. This is not a cause for despondency, but for hope. Because of the power of the gospel and omnipotent working of the Holy Spirit, there is every reason for confidence that God will win our nations back to Himself. But again, means matter, and in God's eternal wisdom, He has called and commissioned us, His people, as ambassadors of the kingdom to make disciples of the nations, teaching them to obey all that He has commanded. This is our mission, this is true worship, and we have only begun to recover the full extent of its power, scope, and glory. Churchianity or Christianity? The impact of the Christian faith upon the cultural history of the West is inescapably visible all around us. From the church buildings on every Toronto city block to the spires at the center of every English village, the geography of town and country is a testament to a once vital faith. Indeed, Christianity's formative religious power is not just around us to observe in buildings and monuments. It continues to actually inhabit the people of the Western world, even when they're unaware of it, discreetly hidden in their language, customs, and common assumptions. From some of the greatest works of art, literature, music, and architecture that the West ever produced, and which can still thrill the heart, to the names of hospitals and schools, in fact, embedded in the mottos of some of the most prestigious universities, the cultural vestiges of Christianity are ubiquitous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?